Dr. R.G. Allen Wilson is joining us. Finding your happiness.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Yeah. Good morning, Patty. Listen, a lot of people want to find they're happy, but the reality of is that happiness is within you. You can't be happy by looking for other people to provide that for you. And so there's a couple of points that I want to point out that help people to find they're happy. First thing is stay connected. Making a choice to stay connected is all about you harnessing the people that you like, the people that you love, the people that are meaningful to you, and building those relationships so that you can stay connected. Also, making a paradigm shift, engaging in exercises of strength and values and your lifestyle. You know, it's not a one size fits all when you think about working out. You really think about like, okay, you've got to do something to shift how you take care of yourself. And so mind, body, and spirit is all connected. We've got to make a paradigm shift. Also, finding your happy is being grateful. You know, I encourage people to have a gratitude journal because the attitude of gratitude keeps us grounded in thinking about even how other people may not have it as good as us. Being optimistic, you know, that optimistic thinking is much better than pessimistic thinking, which we call stinking thinking. It's really, really easy for us to get caught up in the negativity versus the positivity. Then cultivating your spiritual emotions, you know, thinking about powers that are greater than ourselves and our source can keep us connected to our happy. Doing good to do good, you know, focusing on other people. I find when I'm doing therapy, that helps me to engage in helping others versus just focusing on myself. And then ultimately, what is our purpose? Our purpose and what we're here for helps to ground us and keep us focused on a higher purpose, a higher authority, and ultimately really focusing on what we're here for, you know. And all of these things can sort of help us define our happy. Too often we tend to focus on we don't have a solution. Well, the goal is not necessarily having a solution. It's developing coping strategies so that we can deal with everyday problems that we all have. And if you can't do that on your own, you know, I'm a big proponent, Patty, of therapy. Have somebody, your spiritual advisor, a therapist, to help you grow through the pains that or the, you know, the difficulties that you're experiencing so that you can get back to your happy.
How can people find out more?
Well, you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at AskDrRG. You can also reach out to me at AskDrRG.com and Dr. RG Connects at Connections Matter.